Blog Talk Radio.
With our arms open
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good people, good morning, glory to God. We thank and praise our God this morning, amen. Praise God for that song this morning, amen. Song said, I don't want my living to be in vain. I don't want my running to be in vain. My God, we give God all the glory this morning. I glory to God, bow before the Lord this morning, giving him the praise, giving him the honor, and giving him the glory this morning for who he is in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I just want to say welcome, everyone. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to his name. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Glory to his name. Father, we just bless you this morning. Morning, glory to your name, Father. We just give you all the glory, hallelujah, thanking you and praising you, God, for this day that you have made, Father. We honor your presence, glory to God. We bow, we worship you this morning because you are God and you are God alone, glory to God. We thank you, glory to God, for your son, Jesus Christ. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the spirit of the living God this morning. Lord God, we know that we can do nothing without you, Father. So we come before you this morning, Lord God, just exalting you, just lifting you up, raising our hands to glory this morning, Lord, thanking you for waking us up again this morning, touching us, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that we are in our right mind this morning, Lord God, that we have the activity of our limbs this morning, oh God. We just bless your holy name. We can't thank you enough. If I had 10,000 tongues, I cannot praise you enough, Father. Glory to your name. So Father God, as I come this morning, Lord God, yes, Korobo Sanda, yes, Holy Ghost, I ask that you touch me, God, from the crown of my head, God, to the soles of my feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give me wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God, that only comes from you, Father. Open up my heart, open up my mind to receive what the Spirit has for your people on today, Lord God. I pray, God, that our hearts be open this morning, Lord God, to receive a fresh word from heaven this morning, God, that you breathe, God, on us again, a fresh new anointing, a new power this morning. My God, I give you glory this morning. And we come and we say thank you again, God. In Jesus' name I pray, glory to his name, with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul says amen on this morning. Glory to your name, Father. We bless and praise our God this morning. This morning, I'm going to go to Matthew this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Matthew, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The second chapter. Hallelujah. We give God the glory this morning. We know, amen, that we're in a time, amen, where Christmas is approaching. Amen. Hallelujah. We know that some people don't celebrate Christmas, but if you look at the world today, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, that many that don't even serve God are just saying Christmas, and we sometimes, praise God, glory to God, they race out the Christ, amen, praise God, and put an X in the front or put Xmas. Amen. Praise God. But we want to celebrate Jesus on today and hallelujah. Celebrate him every day as he is Jesus over our lives. So we love Christmas and I know that you do. Praise God. And we love everything that goes on. Amen. With the Christmas time and glory to God. You know that what that means, that we like the atmosphere. Amen. Of people going out and buying and whatever they do on the Christmas that makes them happy and all that kind of stuff. We like, amen, praise God, glory to God, the company of just thinking about the colors and the lights and all those kind of great things and the gifts and the trees and the baskets, the fruit baskets and the food, amen, glory to God. I think most of us like to eat, amen, and get all these good old fixings for the Christmas time, but hallelujah, how many know, praise God, glory to God, we're coming to celebrate Jesus today. Of course, Christmas means so much to all of those wonderful things and worshiping, glory to God. But Christmas is about worshiping Christ. Some would say, I don't celebrate. Yes, glory to God, because they say we don't, you know, we don't know when Christ was born. Amen, praise God. But hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. We don't know those things, amen. But it's a day that the world sets aside to bless and to worship and glory to God. So I can't speak for no one, but I can speak for my own self, amen, celebrating Christmas on next week, amen, and is worshiping, about worshiping God who comes to us in a little manger in Bethlehem. How about that? And we are reminded of that through, glory to God, this morning, amen, the scriptures, praise God. Listen to what ways to worship Christ for Christmas as we read this morning. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God, but I thank God for Jesus on this day. I thank God, amen, glory to God, for Matthew, glory to God, the second chapter. I thank God, amen, praise God, hallelujah. But listen, people of God, the word of God says in Matthew, the second chapter, verse number 1. Let us go there this morning. It says, now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. Now let us first get this point where it says wise men. Now, they always talk about the three wise men. That's not what the Bible says, amen. It says wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, where is he who been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. Come on, I want to talk to us this morning. Glory to God. This is what he said in verse number 3. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. Glory to God. How many know, praise God, they're still troubled about Jesus? My God, I give him glory. The Bible says, and when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, come on, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, the land of praise, come on, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. We know that Judah means the place of praise. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. We lift him up, the place of praise. The Bible says when Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, incense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, glory to God, Herod, they departed from their own country another way. Here, when I was reading yesterday and I was just looking, glory to God, and I thought about some things, amen, glory to God, and we all had plays and glory to God at this time, amen, and we know, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, that everywhere you look, they are trying to do plays about Christmas and putting their nativities out, and hallelujah, glory to God. And one, when I was reading one, they said that there was a pastor, amen, glory to God, that was trying to preach a word of God, and glory to God. And he gave the children all the words of everyone had a word, and glory to God. And what they didn't know that the children had kind of missed up the words, and somehow the children that has got backwards, so that what they stood before the congregation, they spelled out rat. When I looked at it, I bust out laughing, because we know, praise God, hallelujah, in the story, yes, that there are going to be some things that come that we're going to look at these as rats, and how, glory to God, Herod and all the people treated Jesus, amen, exactly the kind of lasting impression that the pastor hoped would for his congregation. I don't think that was what he wanted, praise God, and it's kind of ironic that, you know, that we sang songs about the three wise men. Everybody knows how does it go, and we three kings and Orient are, praise God, the wrong is so many ways. First, the Bible doesn't tell us that there are three. Amen. It mentions three gifts. Come on, somebody. But it doesn't tell us how many wise men came. Then the song says that we three kings, and by they weren't kings. And it's just all mixed up. And then they say that they come from the Orient, praise God, and they think China today. But these guys have never been to China. Not a big deal. We can still sing songs, but just think of kind of funny that all the things are wrong. The love, the little plaques, the signs that we see everywhere this time of year, the wise men still seek him. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Just think that great, because the text certainly teaches us that the wise men, however many there were and from wherever they came, the text teaches us that the wise men come looking for Jesus. And wise men and women today still seek him. So whether they're were three wise men, and glory to God. And we want us to make our way back through the text and notice that the wise men did three wise things, and it all about worship. Verse 2 tells us that the wise men came to worship him. They came, amen, to worship him. So to teach us this morning about worship. The Bible says in Proverbs 13-20 says, he who walks with the wise himself becomes wise. So I want to be wise, and I believe that you do too, and learn today from the wise men to do the wise men and teach us about worship. He's number one, the wise men teach us to seek him eagerly, glory to God, because the Bible said the wise men displayed an enthusiasm and a passion and a zeal for worshiping Christ. And note it when you read the text and consider some of the things Matthew tells us about them. The Bible says in verse 1, now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. The Bible says these wise men came from the east to Jerusalem. Now, that doesn't mean they came from the east side of the city. Rather, they had come from a far eastern land. They were magi. Magi, some say, as the Greek has it. Magi were these wise stargazers who had come from as far as Babylon or Persia. That's like 900 miles. Can you imagine traveling 900 miles to seek the star where Jesus was born. And that's like from Henderson, Kentucky, praise God, to Puerto Rico, to Colorado, amen. And they was on foot. So that trip had to take them as long as years to travel the distance from Persia to Jerusalem. So that there in Persia, and they look out to the west and they see the star. Now think about, they are stargazers. Stargazers don't serve God. We serve God. The Lord Jesus Christ, apparently, and usual bright star, they associate with the promise of the Messiah coming. Now, I don't know how they knew that. Matthew's point is telling this story is not to give us all the historical detail. He is not a historian, first of all, if you read Matthew. He is an evangelist first. So while his history is accurate, it's not his point to give a thorough historical account here. His main point is to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit, about Jesus. So he tells us that these magi's, and I'm going to keep saying two because everybody pronounced it different, these stargazers, people who were considered intelligent, glory to God, of Persia, their ways and westward to Jerusalem, and apparently they get as far as Jerusalem before they need some more details about locating the newborn king. They're asking a question in verse 2 saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? They need a revelation. But we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. That question was asked more than once. The word saying there at the beginning in verse 2 saying, or asking, is a principle that which denotes a continual action. It's like these wise men were eagerly asking anyone who would listen, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? Where is he? Do you know? Do you? Well, there was one guy who heard the question, and he wasn't too pleased. And Herod, the king, heard this. He was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Herod isn't pleased because he is king. He's nearly 40 years Herod had been called king of the Jews by the Roman Senate. Herod was king, yet here are these wise men asking over and over again. Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? And Herod, like, if you use the word king one more time. So Herod was troubled in all Jerusalem with him. That's like the plague that used to hang on your mother's kitchen. Remember, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Well, Herod wasn't happy. No one was happy. So what does Herod do? The Bible says that when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. Okay, note, who is Herod gathering together? The chief priests and the scribe of the people? They are the religious people. These are the religious leaders. And Herod asked them the question he had heard the wise men ask. Where is this so-called king to be born? Where is Christ, the Messiah, to be born? They answered. Now, these are religious leaders. that he's inquiring. So they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. So these chief priests and scribes of the people shared with Herod the quote from the Old Testament book of Micah, a prophecy, the word of God which foretells the coming of the Messiah in Bethlehem 700 years before the event happened. Remarkably, prophecy. That's my favorite Christmas verse here. Micah 5:2 reads, the full verse later, we're going to read it. So these religious leaders tell Herod where the promised Messiah, the promised king, the promised savior will be born. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child. Can you imagine, praise God, that someone wants to kill and get rid of the Messiah? Amen, praise God. The baby, amen, praise God. That's just like us today, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when you have found him, bring me back word to me and that I may come and worship him also. He was around, had no intentions of worshiping Christ. That's why he called for the wise men secretly. See, it's some secret stuff, amen, that he was doing, and there is deception in his heart. He wants to kill this newborn king. So he sends these wise men all to Bethlehem with the instruction to return and give the exact location so that he may come and worship him also. He had no interest in worshiping Christ. There's a lot of falling away, but he wasn't alone in this apostasy. He wasn't alone, amen, praise God. And I've always been struck by the fact that those who knew the precise location of the Messiah's birth, religious leader, at that had no interest in making the trip to Bethlehem with the wise men. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. They had no intent. They didn't want to do it. That means Bethlehem is like only 5 miles south of Jerusalem, but the chief priest and the scribe remained in Jerusalem. See, it's a man that wants to kill off the Messiah, but then we got the religious leaders, amen, don't want to even seek out who Jesus is and where he's at. Now, the Bible tells them they know what the word of God says because it was a prophecy that was spoken over, amen, in the Old Testament, where he was coming from. It means Bethlehem, praise God, is absolutely astonishing. That's why we never see the chief priest and the scribe in the set that they put up. What was that, the nativity set? Amen. You don't see them. They knew where to go to find the Messiah, but they didn't go. This is unbelievable, and when I think about it, and the part of, even when it calls up St. Augustine to say that these religious leaders were like a mile marker pointing other ways to other ways, but themselves remaining solid and indifferent. What a contrast. On the one hand, you have the eagerness of the wise men. And on the other hand, you had the indifference of the religious leaders. Ah, come on, Holy Spirit. My God, I give him glory. May God help us this week to not to become cold and dull and, emotionless during this time. Amen. To search for him, to search not for the star, but to search for Jesus in this time. Take time this week to be wise and as the wise men seek Jesus Christ with a great eagerness. See, we done got cold. We done got dull. We got so emotionless because of what's going on in the body of Christ. But our life is a personal thing with Jesus. Is I'm still on fire for him? Do I still looking for him? Do I still want to be wise? Do I still want to be a part of his kingdom? Do I still want to do things in the kingdom? Do I still want to sow in the kingdom? Do I just during Christmas, but throughout the year. Fall in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. Worship him as these wise men, people who were willing to make a 900-mile journey to be with Jesus. And take a look at, glory to God, the religious leaders. They didn't even have to travel far, but they stood still. They come with somebody. They overcame a number of barriers to be with Jesus and to worship Jesus. I don't know what barrier you need to overcome to make the worship of Jesus Christ a priority. But let's remember what motivates us. Woo, glory, hallelujah. The Bible says, oh my God, I give you glory, Father. The Bible says in 1 John 4:10 that God loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins. That means that Jesus came into the world at Christmas, as we say, to die for us. Jesus died to take care of our sin problem, and when he died on the cross, he fully exalted God's wrath, which was directed towards us because of our sin. So if we receive Christ as Lord, our sins are forgiven because Jesus Christ died, amen, death for us fully satisfied God's righteous demand. This is an automatic. We must personally receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Seek him eagerly. Be wise and seek him eagerly. The Holy Ghost. Seek him joyfully. My God, I give you glory. We look at everything as a job. The Holy Ghost. It is not a job that we have. It's just being in him and doing what he can't do down here. Now, we know that Jesus can come down here by himself, but he, glory to God, he sent back the Comforter. He sent back the Holy Spirit so we can be his feet. We can be his legs. We can be his hands. We can be his eyes. We can be the one that does the work for the Lord Jesus Christ. But because we're so stuck in our own stuff and we're looking at him, praise God, praise God, we just want the handout of what he can do. But what are we doing for Jesus? What is we going to do for him on this Christmas? Amen. Praise God. We are wrapping toys and we are wrapping this, sending out this, sending out this, sending out this. But what is we presenting to the altar for God? What are we presenting to the altar for Jesus? What are we going to do for him? Glory to God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The church has gotten so messed up that they don't do nothing for the body of Christ no more. They do everything for the world. Because of what's been spoken and how the enemy, glory to God, has went out and said the church just want this and the church just want this and the ministry just want this and the kingdom just want this. But what are we doing, people of God? What is our mindset saying? What are we doing? Do we understand the principle of serving the Lord Jesus Christ? Do we understand, amen, praise God, who he is in our lives? Glory to God. All he got to do is wink an eye, breathe, amen, touch and speak to somebody to do something for you. It's King Jesus, people of God. Seek him joyfully. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them. Till it came and stood over where the young child was. Now we know that Jesus, amen, praise God, is standing by the Father. Amen, praise God, at this hour. But these are the steps that was taken when the time that he was born. Amen, praise God, the enemy was always after him. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. They when they saw the stars, they rejoiced, and they was exceedingly great in joy. Sometimes we focus so much on the star that we miss the interest and point of the narrative. And I glory to God, it means that if I asked you what specifically led the wise men to Jesus, you might respond, well, the star. But we may say that it wasn't really the star that led the wise men to Christ. It means that we have seen the star while they was traveling, amen, 900 miles away and made the trip. Come on, somebody, to Jerusalem in order to worship the Messiah. My God, I say thank you. The one that born the king and of the Jews, but it's when they finally got to Jerusalem that they needed a little more revelation. Sometimes we on our way, but I need a little more revelation, God. And so they eagerly asked the question, where is he who was born king of the Jews? And where do they get the answer from the scriptures? Someone, my God, I say thank you. Open the Old Testament scroll of Micah and read the verse that this ruler will come from Bethlehem, and then off the wise men go to Bethlehem. They got the instruction from the word of God. When we open the word of God, we get more instruction of who Jesus is. He's not just a Christmas. Glory to God, he is Jesus. Oh, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. He's not a Santa Claus. He's Jesus. My God, I say thank you. The story is a reminder that why the beauty of the creation indicates the presence of a divine designer. Such information and such general revelation and of itself is insufficient in accompanying our salvation. We need more information, more than general revelation. We need special revelation. We need the scriptures. This is a teaching of the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 1. Unaided reason is sufficient in getting us saved. It is not enough to look at the majestic landscape or to gaze upon the beauty of the star in the sky and say, surely there must be a God. I'm talking about the little G-O-D. Glory to God. There surely shall be a God. That is true, but that God, that big God, has made himself known to us in both general revelation, like the beauty of nature, and in special revelation, the scriptures, the Bible tells us that Jesus and how we can be saved. This is why evangelism and missions is so critical. You find, amen, praise God, that, oh, Rabasta, cool, my son, the Holy Ghost. We find that, glory to God, the evangelists, the missions, that we so fell off with evangelists and mission, amen, praise God. Everybody's running around in different places. Now we got the stars that's trying to come and bless the people with shoes and all this stuff, but it's on a special day that I'm going to be looked at, praise God, as giving them this and giving them that. But what is the body of Christ doing? Praise the Lord God. It's not enough to look at nature and acknowledge the existence of supreme being. No, we need more information, more revelation, and God has revealed himself to us more completely in the Bible. Only by hearing the gospel through scriptures, we come to know God in a personal Savior in a different kind of way through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible says here in verse 9 and 10 that after they got more information from the scriptures, they made their way off to Bethlehem. And they saw that the star again, going before them till they came and stood over where the young child was. So let us take a look at verse number 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced. Is that what it says? When they saw the star, they rejoiced with joy. Is that what it says? When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. Is that what it says, people of God? It says, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. That joy four times, that a quadruple joy. Think Matthew is trying to make a point, don't you? I love Jesus, don't you? When I think about who he is, I rejoice. When I think about what he has done for me, I rejoice with joy. When I think about what he do for others, I rejoice with great joy. When I think about, oh my God, about what him, glory to God, throughout the day, I rejoice with exceedingly great joy. Do those kind of feelings well up in you when you think about Jesus? They should. I do not understand how a person who professed to know Christ can never speak of him to others. You ever find, amen, praise God, that person, amen, praise God, that don't even know that they are evangelizing for the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, yeah, the Lord has blessed me today. The Lord has done it for me today. The Lord has told you, glory to God, give this number, call that number, do this, praise God. When we lift up the name of Jesus, my God, I say thank you. I don't understand how a person can keep from singing when they got a beautiful voice. My God, have you ever recognize that God has blessed people with gifts and glory to God? I don't feel like singing today. I don't feel like doing this today. I don't feel like teaching today. I don't feel like preaching today. All those things that God has blessed us. Glory to God. I don't understand how a person can claim to know Jesus and fail to worship him joyfully, seek him eagerly, and seek the joyful. And thirdly, amen, praise God, seek him selflessly. We've been blessed. Somebody say, I've been blessed. Holy Ghost. I can bless the Lord at all times. I can praise God by myself. I can have a service all by myself. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to somebody because somebody can have a service all by themselves. They can pray, praise, glory to God, read the scripture, do a dance for Jesus in the private of your own home. Wherever you might be walking in the store, praise God, and such a joy come over you, and you just start skipping and praising God. They think you're crazy, but on the inside, you are rejoicing for the Lord, what the Lord has done, what the Lord has prepared, how the Lord has blessed you, how the Lord has blessed your children, how the Lord has blessed you, how the Lord has kept a roof over your head, how the Lord has given you something to eat. Oh, come on, somebody. There's so much to give the Lord Jesus, glory to God, a praise for. Don't you understand? A person claims to know Jesus and fail to worship. Seek him eagerly, praise God. Let's seek him selflessly. Not. Don't be selfishly. Don't be, glory to God, keep it to yourself. We so prone to keeping everything to ourselves. We don't want to share with no other. Glory to God. Have you ever had a plate of food? Amen. Praise God. And somebody want a French fry? Praise God. Hallelujah. And you just trying to keep all your whole plate to yourself. Don't want to share what you got. Praise God. Hallelujah. That can be selfish. But we want to share who Jesus. Jesus got enough to go around for everybody. There's enough blessing to go around for everybody. We don't have to be jealous of nothing. We don't have to be envious of nothing because Jesus have enough for everybody. He might visit your house today. Glory to God. Glory to God. But somebody say, there's a joy in the atmosphere. There's power in the atmosphere. Jesus is coming. Glory to God to make our way straight. The Bible says in 11:12, and they seek him. And when they had come into the house, when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and felt down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, if the wise men came and blessed him, just because now they saw him, that we know he's there. We can't see him, but we see his hands. We see him moving. And we are so prone to keep everything to ourselves. So Here we find the wise men, the stargazers. Come on, somebody, give God some glory. They fell down and worshiped him, presented gifts and all those kind of things. And the word tells us that they laid it down, gold and frankincense, they myrrh, and them being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Now, truly, God was there. So God made sure Herod didn't get the message about Christ's precise location. And look again in verse 11 as it tells us yet another thing these wise men did in their worship of Christ. The Bible says, and when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, fell down, worshiped him, and they had opened their treasures. They presented gifts to him. So here, the selfless nature of worship. The wise men fell down. That was a way of saying, I am low and you are high. Then they worship him. The word worship means to ascribe worth. The Old Testament word literally means worth. Ship. Ascribe worth. To worship Christ is to ascribe to him the worth, the dignity, the reverence, the awe, and the respect of which he alone is worthy. And then the Bible said that these wise men made an offering to Christ. There have been a lot of things about the symbolism of the gift. But Matthew's point seems to be that the gifts were costly. Yet the wise men did not give these gifts to Jesus because they thought he needed them. God doesn't need our gifts. Giving is a mean of worshiping God. It means that we think more of God than we do our money. And we do not give because we expect something in return. That is not worship. Listen to a quote that I was looking at. When you give a gift to Christ like this, it's a way of saying, the joy that I pursue is not the hope of getting rich with things from you. I have not come to you for your things, but for yourself. And this desire I now intensively and demonstrate by giving up things in hopes of enjoying you more. Not things, by giving you what you do not need and what I might enjoy. I'm saying more earnestly and more authentically, you are my treasure, not these things. That's what it means to worship wisely this Christmas time. That each of us would say, Lord Jesus, you are my treasure. You alone are my treasure and nothing else. Jesus, look at the gift. Jesus is royalty. The gold was for royalty. Frankincense was a gift for the deity. Myrrh was spiced to anoint the body for burial. Come and let us adore him, Christ the Lord. What gift are we presenting to Jesus? Let us worship the risen Christ. He is the only one amen, praise God, in this world to be able to meet every need. He is the one, amen, glory to God, to be able to bless us. He is the one, amen, glory to God, to be able, amen, glory to God, to lift us up. Haran, title king of the Jews, was granted by Rome, but never accepted by the Jewish people. He was not part of the David family line. He was only partly Jewish. Although Israel benefited from Haran's lavish efforts to repair the temple in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, I say thank you, Lord. Although Israel benefited from Haran, amen, he won the little admiration because he also rebuilt various pagan temples. Haran cost the attempt to gain the loyalty of the people failed because it was superficial. His only loyalty was to himself because his royal title was not genuine. Haran was constantly warned and worried about losing his position. His action when hearing from the wise men about the search, amen, glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the new king, are consistent with all that we know about Haran. He planned, praise God, to locate and kill the child before the child could become a threat. The murder of the innocent children that follow is tragic lessons. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Lesson what can happen when actions are motivated by selfishness. Haran's suspicion did not spare even his own family, his life, and his self-destructive. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus came, amen, praise God, to give us salvation, to love on us. He came, glory to God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that we will have eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The wise men gave the expensive gifts of worldly acknowledgement for future king. The Bible, glory to God, seems the gifts to symbolize, amen, praise God, of the blessings of God. The wise men brought gifts and worshiped Jesus for who he was, and this was the essence of true worship, honoring Christ for who he is and being willing to give him what is valuable to you. Worship God because he is the perfect, just, and the almighty creator of the universe, worthy and blessed to have been given. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. After finding Jesus and worshiping him, the wise men were warned by God to return, glory to God, to Jerusalem, as they had intended. Finding Jesus may mean that your life must take a different direction, people of God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. One is that responsible for obedience to God's word and glory to God. In what way that Jesus affected the direction of your life, praise God, hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, that when he spoke to them, praise God, he said, don't go back that way. Go back another way. My God, I give him glory. That means that sometimes, amen, our life has to take a different shift. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Whatever we used to do, we can't do no more. Wherever we used to go, we can't go no more. Whatever our mindset is, praise God, hallelujah, we have to bring it in now, glory to God, because Jesus says, I want to redirect you, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God wants to bless us. The Lord Jesus is here, people of God. It's not a baby no more. He died on the cross, rose on the third day with all power in his hands. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But before, glory to God, before he got there, he was a baby. My God, equitable son, with real parents, praise God, hallelujah. And we still find today that they still want to kill off the Lord Jesus Christ, even through words and deeds, amen, praise God. All that, glory to God, he was a sinner, he was this, and he was that, but he's Jesus Christ, he's Lord of Lords, he's King of Kings, he's the Alpha, he's the Omega, he's the end, amen, praise God, hallelujah, son. This is the time that we rejoice, this is the time, praise God, that you get closer, this is the time, amen, glory to God, that you give him all that you have, this is the time, amen, praise God, glory to God, that you want to bless him. This is the time, amen, that you want to come aside and say, Lord, I thank you because you are my treasure. I thank you, Lord, because you are my blessing. I thank you, Lord, you heal me. See, there's a lot of things, amen, praise God, that we can thank our Lord Jesus Christ for, because he died and rose. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But from day one, praise God, the enemy was after him. They was jealous of him. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But Jesus is still alive, and they still jealous. But guess what, people of God? The Bible is the bestseller. It's the top of the list. They can't do nothing with it. My God, from Zion. Glory to God, glory to God. It's the bestseller. They still trying to learn who Jesus Christ is. My God, he is high above anything that we could ever expect. My God, I say thank you. He is royalty. Merry Christmas to all. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. My God, I say thank you. Come, let us adore him. The Lord Jesus Christ, the gift that we have been given. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Remember, he don't really need nothing from us. My God, he got everything. He owns everything. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Let us come worship him, the risen Christ, today. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We bless and praise God this day. Hallelujah. I will continue next Sunday. Hallelujah. Jesus is real to me. Come on, somebody say, Jesus is real to me. Hallelujah. Because he's Jesus, and he stands, and he intercedes for us. He sits at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. Draped in royalty, because he is Jesus. We thank God for our Lord Jesus Christ, our personal Savior. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for salvation, your grace, and your mercy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank and praise our God for today's word today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That we put him, the Lord Jesus, first in this season. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us bless the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil. This morning is our Sunday morning service this morning. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget, on next week, Pastor Ilona Waters will be on True Vine International Ministry. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. At 6 p.m. same time every week. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And glory to God. Let us continue to let God have his way in our lives. Amen. Thank you all for the partners, for keeping us on the air. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for the blessings that you're sending in. We thank God for the giving of the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, hallelujah, let us bless and praise our King today. Sunday morning service. Amen. For all that don't know how to give, can you give my phone number? 302-883-9799. We thank God. Let us pray, people of God. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are. We thank you, God, for grace and mercy that you have bestowed upon us, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you'll continue to have your way. Move by your Holy Spirit on this day, Father. We bless and praise your name, God. We give you glory this morning for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We have a risen Christ, and we bless you, Father, that he's still reigning today, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you bless every household that's represented here, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, God, in the name of Jesus. Move by your Holy Spirit as we go throughout our day. Let us continue, glory to God, to worship, to praise you, to give you glory, and to honor your holy name in Jesus' name. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen on today. Amen. I will leave you with a song. God bless you all, and have a wonderful Sunday in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus loves you, and so do I.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me.
Give me you.